Stop shitting your pants, little brother. Ghosts aren't real. And neither is this whole Ouija board or whatever this stupid thing is called. Yeah, it's a bunch of bullshit. Trust me. What? Am I scared to try it and summon a demon? Of course not. Why would I be scared? Demons aren't even a real thing. Yes, I'm sure. The only thing we may be able to summon is the brain, which you're clearly missing, little brother. We'll do that right after I prove to you that this board is nothing but just a piece of tree. Okay. Let's put our hands on this weird pointer thing and ask some questions then. Ready? I can't believe we're doing this. This is so stupid. All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Let's do this. Are there any ghosts around us or demons? If so, would you like to talk to us? See, there's nowhere here. Wait, did the pointer just turn to yes? Did you move it? Yeah, sure you didn't. You're trying to scare me, huh? 'Cause if that's the case, it's not gonna happen, little brother. Just saying. Okay. What should I ask now? Do you have a suggestion? Okay. Dear ghost? Please tell me, are you a demon or maybe something else? The pointer is moving again. FIR. S T first. The fuck that's supposed to mean, brother? No, I'm asking you because you're the one moving this thing. Yeah, sure you're not. Like I'd believe you. Oh, wait. Do you mean first as in my first guess? A demon? Move to yes again. So you really like this game, don't you, little bro? I think I'm kind of getting into it too. Maybe just a little bit. So, can you tell me what kind of demon you are? Okay. You went to yes again. So tell me. Oh, okay. S U C C U B U S. Succubus? What the hell is that, little bro? What do you mean you don't know? So you're just making random shit up now. Oh, come on now. You're still gonna act like there's an actual demon talking to us. Did you hear that, Mr. Demon? My brother is actually trying to convince me that you're real and you're like talking to us and shit. Oh, and by the way, are you a male demon or a female demon? F E M A L E. Oh, okay. Cool. And so, what's your name? L I. H? Lilith? What kind of name is that? Whatever. So, what are you doing here, Lilith? H-I-M. Him? Who? My little brother? What do you mean? I-W-A-N-T-H-I-M. You want my little brother? What? I don't understand. What do you want with him? F-U-C-K. What the fuck, little bro? That's fucking weird. Aren't you a little too young to be making jokes like this? Dude, stop bullshitting me. You're a fucking pervert, and you best believe I'm gonna tell our parents about this. Okay, maybe I won't. Because they did tell us we're not allowed to use a Ouija board. Ugh. But just know that you're a pervert. Wait. What the fuck? The pointer. It's moving on its own. Oh my god. But how? Okay. This is really fucking creepy. Are you using some kind of magnets or something to scare me? No? Swear? It's just moving from left to right. But I don't understand. So is it like real? Are we really contacting a demon right now? Are you kidding me? What the actual fuck? Oh, look. It's saying something again. I-W-A-N-T. I want T-H-E the B-O-Y. Wow. Relax, girl. All right? You can't have my little brother, okay? Can we switch topics or something? The pointer moved to no. She must be really horny or something. Are you horny? Look! She said yes! This is so weird. I didn't even know demons would think about sex, too. I mean, I didn't believe in demons until now. But still, I wouldn't expect such a creature to, you know, feel the need to get laid. Hey, Lilith, can you tell us how old you are? Aww, she said no. Why? Are you a shy demon? Don't be shy. You can tell us. We won't tell anyone. But in all seriousness, I'm just hoping you're like a teenage demon or something and not a creepy pedophile demon who's interested in my little brother, because that would be fucked up. No? What do you mean? You're not a teenager? What the fuck? And you want to fuck him? Oh, shit. Yo, I don't know what to think about this, little bro. This demon is being really creepy. Apparently, she wants to, like, touch you and stuff. Just like I am right now, but more intimate. I don't even know why I'm saying it like that. You already know what sex is. You're not that young anyway. You're a teenager. You know. So, yeah, she apparently wants to have sex with you. So, how do you feel about that, little bro? Oh, shit. Wait, she's saying something again. S T O P. Stop. Stop what? T O U C H. Touch? Stop touch. H I M. What? Stop touching him. But why? M I N E. Yours? What? No, he's not. He's my little brother, not yours. Yes. Yes, what? You really think he's like your property or something? What the f She said yes again? Okay, listen here, girl. I don't know who told you that my little brother was yours, but he's not. I. He's mine. She said no. Listen. I think we're gonna have to cancel the session, okay? Goodbye, or whatever. What the hell? She doesn't let me leave the pointer. Why are you doing this? We're not looking for trouble. She's spelling something out again. G I V E. Give M. E. Give me T H E. Give me the B O Y. Give me the boy? No! You can't have him and you need to get away, like right now. Oh, she's still talking. S T F. You. STFU? Are you telling me to shut the fuck up? You shut the fuck up! Who the fuck do you think you are? No, little brother, I'm not gonna calm down. This bitch thinks I'm scared of her or something. Oh, come on. What can she do? Old demon, old succubus face ass. We can't even see her. She can't do shit. Hell no, I'm not scared of her. Watch this. Hey, Miss Demon, or should I say bitchman? I bet you won't do shit, even if I call you a slutman or a shipman or a creepman or a fuckman. Fuck, what are you gonna do, huh? Suck you bitch? I'm talking to you. Hello? Funny, isn't it, little brother? That's just one of the many and much worse things I could do to your big sister if I wanted to. Simply entering her body and making her laugh like an idiot is a light work for me. I could kill her within just one snap of my finger, but I won't, even though she pissed me off and hugely disrespected me, only because I know you care about her. I won't hurt her. Yes, it's me, Lilia. Hold on. Don't be scared. I won't hurt you. I promise. Yeah, I'm a demon, but not just any random demon. I'm the mother of all succubi, the most beautiful creatures to ever exist. I am the sexual goddess. There's no one who comes even close to the level I'm at. When it comes to bed skills, there's no fetish that would disgust me. There's no kink that I wouldn't accept. And there's no dick size that I would shame, big or small. I love them all. There's absolutely nothing that I wouldn't do to satisfy a human, demon, or whatever other creature of any gender. I could be a submissive slut, or I could be a dominant bitch. Preferably both, though, because it makes things all that much better. And of course, I'm the most beautiful one of all succubi. I wish I could show you the real me. But for that, I'm afraid you'd have to leave this pathetic world first and then enter my place in hell. And I don't think you would want that, would you? No, not at all. What's that? Oh, you're curious what a powerful demon like me is doing in your house. I thought I already explained it. I'm here because of you, my little human. I've actually been here for a long time now. Yeah, that's right. I've been watching you day and night. And sometimes I would sit in your lap and pretend we're cuddling. I wish you could have heard me purr into your ear every time I did it. Why, you? Well, that's easy, because I've never seen a boy as cute as you. You're literally so perfect that it's almost too hard to believe you're just a human. And the smell of your innocence, oh, it's just so strong. So intoxicating. There's no doubt you're a virgin. And the thought of stealing your innocence drives me wild. It's honestly really hard to keep myself from jumping on top of you right now, pinning you down, and violently raping the shit out of you. Especially now that I've got control over your sister's body and I can comfortably move around in this world. But there's just something about you. Something about you that makes me want to be nice to you. To be gentle with you. Maybe it's because of your age. How old are you, anyway? Oh. Okay. See? That's another thing. So young. And yet, so sexy. Oh yeah, baby. You are so hot. What's that? Oh, I'm licking my lips. Oh, really? I didn't even notice. Oh, don't worry. As tasty as you look, I'm not really thinking about eating you. Not in the way you think of, anyways. I'm hungry for your cum and that delicious, delicious, innocent soul of yours. I want to devour every piece of it. Will you let me? Oh, why not? You don't need your soul for anything. You can keep on living and you won't even know it's not there. Right. We could talk about it a little later again then. And for now, what do you say we get to know each other a little better? I mean, more like get closer to each other like this. Hey, don't be nervous. It's just my hand softly caressing your cheek. You have such great skin, and I could feel the warmth of your body running through my hand. Demons aren't like that. Their skin is mostly sharp and rather cold. I want to taste those lips. Will you let me? Can I kiss you? I know you never did it before, but I can teach you. Oh, come on. So what if I'm using your big sister's body to do this? It's not like you're kissing her. Please. I've been so nice to you. You will let me? Really? Just for a second? That's all I need. Come here, cutie. Closer. Closer. Oh, what a delicious mouth. Enough? I don't think so, little one. Whoever said Lilith keeps her word. You're mine now. Did you really think I'd be gentle because you're young? You should never trust a demon. A succubus, especially. Because when you do, you end up pinned down to the bed. Just like this. Don't even try to push me off of you. I could accidentally break these beautiful wrists of yours if you do something stupid. And I don't think you'd want that. So be a good boy and don't struggle. It will make things easier. All I needed was one kiss from you for you to become mine forever. And it had to be a kiss you yourself approved. I simply tricked you, baby. Now I can do whatever I want with you. Ooh. Fuck. That's how you know I'm really horny. When I can't keep my tongue in my mouth and wet your whole face with it. Your skin has a salty but sweet taste in a way. Ah, you will be a great meal for my anacondas in hell. Oh, stop crying. I'm just joking. I'm not that cruel. Plus, I actually do like you a lot, and I really don't have a reason to hurt you either. All I need and all I want is your body. I mean, of course, it would be nice if you also wanted me and liked me. But I can't have everything now, can I? No. That's why I'll have to satisfy myself with the rape. Stop fighting and let me do my thing. Oh, yes. I'm gonna get rid of all these clothes and I'm gonna rip everything off of you. stop struggling. Look, your dick is out and your shirt is ripped in pieces. It's already happening, all right? Accept it, little one. You will lose your virginity today. And I don't care if you feel weird about entering your big sister's pussy and seeing her naked body. I'm gonna get off you and undress myself now. If you know what's good for you, you're gonna lay still and you're gonna wait for me to get back on top of you again. As much as I don't like your big sister, I must admit, her body is pretty good. Very nice shape, and oh lord, all these curves. Also, decent sized tits. Her ass is on point too. Don't you think? Of course, none of this is comparing to my real body. Not even close. But it's still nice to look at your sisters. You know what? I think I may take this mirror to my place. We don't produce such things in hell, and I've always kind of wanted one. To be able to look at my own beauty while I'm sitting on my throne. Yeah. I'm definitely taking it to my place. There we go. Your mirror is now somewhere near my throne, probably. You guys will have to get a new one. Sorry. All right. Enough of the secondary bullshit. I want to fuck you already. Let me get back on top of you again. Oh, yeah. Just like this. I'll keep your hand next to my ears. Like that. And now, I'll put that beautiful cock of yours inside of me. Oh, finally. Finally fucking you. Oh, I'm gonna ride you so fucking hard, baby. How does your big sister's pussy feel, huh, little brother? Oh, you don't like when I act like I'm her when I'm fucking you? Oh, too bad. Oh, I don't care. This is what you get for fucking with the Ouija board and talking to ghosts and shit. In fact, you know what I'm gonna do now? I'm gonna make you come inside your big sister's pussy deep too. You might even get her pregnant. Let this be a punishment for both of you. To come, aren't you? Do it. Come deep inside your sister's pussy. I'm gonna count to three, and then I'm gonna fully slide down your cock. You better shoot all of that load deep in that pussy. One. Two. Three. Oh, fuck yeah. Good. Good boy. You gave me quite a huge and quite a creamy load. That's exactly what I needed. Now, your soul. And virginity are all mine, which means when you die, you'll be with me. You'll become one of my dogs, and I'll use you for sex and lots of other things. All right. Since I've had my fun with you, and you weren't really causing too much trouble, I suppose I can leave your sister's body now and bring her back to you or whatever. Listen. Don't use that Ouija board ever again. Because otherwise, you may summon something else. Or even one of my succubi daughters. They won't be as friendly as me. They may actually harm you. Got it? Good. And see you in hell, little one. Little brother! What the? What happened? Why are you naked? Why am I naked? What? The demon from the Ouija board used my body to rape you? Oh, God, no. Are you serious? Oh, shh, 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 come here. Give me a hug. It's all over now. Big sister is here. I'm so sorry that happened to you, little bro. I didn't know that demons would do such a thing, and I provoked her. And I'm just so sorry. Shh, shh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.